I've only just arrived in Morwell yesterday. Matt Bevan has been here for a few days, though. Matt, hello there.
G'day, Fran.
What have you been doing? Who have you been talking to?
On Wednesday night, I went to an information session which was put on by the unions to give advice to Hazelwood workers on superannuation and money management. This is a very important thing for them, and often for the first time in their life as well, because they've worked in the same job. I mean, there were a few blokes who'd been at Hazelwood for a very, very long time at this meeting, like Peter Burr, who's been at Hazelwood for 35 years.
I've worked for, here we go, the SEC, which then got converted and broken down into Genvic, which we then got converted down to Hazelwood Power Corporation for the sale privatisation. We were then owned by National Power, which then itself got broken up to International Power. We then got bought out by GDF Sewers, which turned itself into NG.
And what happens to you next Saturday?
I'm at home.
And then for the foreseeable future after that?
I don't see any employment opportunities, definitely not in a permanent sense.
35 years is a long time to work in one building, and Peter Burr has a certain affinity to the Hazelwood station, despite its bad reputation for being dirty.
Oh, look, it is dirty. It's a coal pile station. It's going to have PF and all that. It's going to produce dust when you mine. She's a bit older, and she's a bit more, I'd say, tired. It might be a good word, but it's like everything. You got to get a new car and you have it for 5 years. It starts breaking down. You fix it and you think it's great. It's back to new, but it's not. She's like that. But she's been going for 50 years. She needs a bit of love and attention and a bit of money spent. And she'd still go, though, for a while. But it's the old axe problem. I've got an old axe, 20 years old. I've replaced the head, I've replaced the handle, but it's still my old axe. But that's Hazelwood.
Peter's in his 50s and says he isn't currently in a position to retire.
2 or 3 more years and it would have been manageable.
So debts and just that sort of thing?
Home mortgage, I've got a son at uni, I've got a daughter who's, well, she's 18, she has some issues. So, no, and she doesn't want to move. Mm. Look, there's some jobs that sort of fit my description. There was one at Pelican Point with NG, but she went, no, I'm not going. And what are you going to do?
As you can hear, Peter has some specific circumstances which cause an issue for him, but having a complicated life isn't a unique situation. Here's David Cornwell, a Hazelwood worker with 34 years experience who thinks he is in a position to retire.
But I work with a lot of people that actually are my age that, for one reason or another, haven't got the amount of money behind them. They've been divorced or had family problems, health problems or something like that. And not everyone's been in the industry as long as I have.
That's David Cornwell there. But David's lucky in that he has retirement as an option because he thinks his opportunities of getting a similar job in the local area are pretty sparse. He doesn't think that he can fall back on his trade.
I've got a background.
Seem to have a problem with that grab, Matt.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Look, he has a background as a sparky, as an electrician, and apparently he's in his 50s now. He's not too keen to start climbing around in roofs again. But the redeployment of jobs in the areas are more likely to go to younger workers, so David isn't particularly optimistic about it. But it is this: the fact that the jobs might go to younger workers might be a good thing, according to John Hilditch, who is a contractor in the area with over 50 years experience, with over 30 years experience.
The younger ones, the apprentices that are starting, it's hard to know what future the valley's going to have for that. And the younger guys who are tradesmen, you know, if there's no job to go to, they could lose it all.
Of course, the shutdown doesn't just affect workers at Hazelwood. There are suppliers all around the region who rely on Hazelwood's business, and there's a problem for other businesses as well, as David Cornwell explained to me.
The payroll from Hazelwood is $100 million a year. You take any town and you take $100 million a year out of it, and it's got to have effects on all the businesses and so forth around it. Being in the country, it's magnified. If you can't get another job in the area, which we're not going to have, the option is that we're going to have to move. Then, of course, you're going to have to sell your house. Now, if everyone's selling, of course, you're not going to get a good price. So it also adds to the financial burden because your house isn't worth what it was 6 months ago.
Peter Burr had some thoughts on that as well.
Even the transition to retirement's going to cause bits of issues because someone's still retiring rather than still working. And he's still or she's still going to have to go and cut their budget and all this and retire. But you've got a 25-year-old fellow who's married, he's got a young kid, and he's gone and joined Hazelwood, and all right, I'll buy a house. So he's borrowed $300,000, and now he's going, oh, can he sell it? I don't know.
That's Peter Burr there. And so, as you can hear, Fran, there is concerns for the older workers and also for the younger workers maybe not being able to stay in the region. That could be a negative thing. But there are some schemes around that may be able to get a few jobs back into the area, and we'll be talking about a few of those later on this morning.
Indeed. After 7:30, we're going to have a community panel here in at the Tarwin Pop-Up Park. We're going to be joined by the mayor. We're going to be joined by a representative from the community, from Voices of the Valley, and also a union rep, talking about exactly that, the future, because we all know what's going to happen in the next 5 days. It's what's going to happen beyond that that is key to everybody here. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 7.